Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen, who these days also has the title of assistant to the speaker, says with all the money from the stimulus floating around, it's more important than ever that federal workers be given the means and the protection to speak up when they see or hear something wrong.
As part of the economic recovery bill, we increased protections for whistleblowers at the local level and at the state level, which is why we thought it was absolutely appropriate that we also enhance protections for whistleblowers at the federal level. While we didn't get that through in the economic recovery package, we're here today to say we'll be introducing that legislation to ensure that national security whistleblowers are protected. There's absolutely no reason if somebody who's already received a top secret clearance, somebody who's already been determined by our government to meet all the security requirements, if that individual sees waste, fraud, or abuse, we have to have a mechanism for that person, that individual, to report it without fear of retribution and firing. And this increases those protections. It's also clear that we should be protecting whistleblowers of contractors. I mean, after all, contractors get hundreds of millions, billions of dollars of taxpayer funds, and it's important that they feel that they can come forward and report waste, fraud, and abuse, again, to protect the taxpayer. Scientific whistleblowers, this is a category that has not been adequately protected, but where the integrity of the scientific process is violated, we think that's a reasonable area for whistleblower protection. And then again, just to expand the access of whistleblower protections to the judicial process so they get a fair hearing and people are not penalized for coming forward and telling the truth. We want to encourage people to come forward and tell the truth where they see wrongdoing.
We asked Congressman Van Hollen to respond to one of the most common criticisms and stereotypes of whistleblowers, that they're just disgruntled workers who have an axe to grind against their boss or their agency.
Well, the whole idea behind the bill is just to ensure these individuals have a fair hearing behind, you know, in front of an impartial a judge or decision maker who's going to look at all the facts and make the decision. As my colleagues have said, the current system is actually stacked against them, limiting their access to the courts and also creating burdens of proof that are just so insurmountable that even where there's wrongdoing, judges aren't able to find that. And so the very simple answer to the question is, these decisions are going to be made by impartial individuals who can hear all the facts and make a determination on their own as to what the motivation is. But right now, the problem is, as others have said, is that the system deters the truth from getting out and prevents the full truth from getting out.
And Amy and Chris, we should clarify here that the whistleblower amendment to the stimulus bill passed this past January in the Senate and then cleared the House, but it was stripped out of the final version of the legislation as part of an effort to secure the big win in Congress from the conference committee version of the bill.
So it's going to get a second life then?
Yeah, it's going to get a second life. As a matter of fact, I asked Congressman Van Hollen and also Ed Towns, the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. I said, have you had a chance to do any head counting yet to find out how many votes you're going to have for this? And they said, well, for the when it came up in the stimulus bill the last time around in the House, they got 334 votes for the amendment because over in the House, they vote amendment by amendment, and then they vote on the final package altogether. They got 334 votes on the amendment itself the last time around. So they're pretty confident that if they get their ducks in order here and the timing is right, that they'll be able to pass this bill fairly clean. Chairman Towns from Oversight and Government Reform told me that he would like to try to hold hearings on this bill as soon as possible so they can get this in the hopper and maybe get this done before they go away for the summer.
And the last time we talked about this, we talked about how it's going to have to, there are going to be special protections or special parameters for people, particularly in the intelligence fields.
Mm-hmm. Intelligence and national security. That's one of the areas that's very problematical. And this time around, in order to get a little bit more support, they've tweaked this bill so that it does respond to some of the concerns of the national security agencies like the FBI, the CIA, NSA. So they've tweaked the bill. It's not identical to the amendment that passed the last time, but it does have a couple of minor changes. Ironically, the congressmen who were at the briefing today, they couldn't talk about that specifically.
Really?
Why? In the briefing, because I think they're trying to keep that close to the vest so that they can bring that out in the process of the of a hearing. Okay. Later on.
Well, so I think you also often don't want to talk about what your personnel rules are if you're allowed to move people around. Mm-hmm. They sometimes get worried that what does that tell you, tell the bad guys about what you're doing. So it's sometimes that seems a little, frankly, hokey to me. But I think that's sometimes the thinking behind it.
So Where does it stand now and where is it going from here?
From here, it awaits the hearing in the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. All over in the House side. They have not introduced the Senate version of this bill, but we expect that that's going to come sometime soon. The bill over there was in the Senate Companion Committee, chaired by Senator Lieberman, and we expect that they're going to reintroduce this bill over there very soon as well.